How would you say things are going right now for Sam Bankman-Fried?
The walls are closing in on Sam Bankman-Fried.
Sam Bankman-Fried was head of one of the biggest crypto exchanges in the world, FTX, until his company's spectacular collapse last year. He's been charged with fraud and accused of stealing customer money and using it for other purposes. He's pleaded not guilty. Our colleague Alexander Osipovich has been writing about him.
He had a lot of bravado early on in this process, gave a lot of interviews, expressed some confidence that he was innocent and the feds wouldn't be able to prove criminal charges against him.
But last week, there was a big development in the case against Bankman-Fried. It involved one of his top executives.
So last week, Nishad Singh appeared in court in Manhattan and pleaded guilty to six criminal counts, including a variety of fraud charges. And he agreed to cooperate with the government, which means that he will be on call to potentially testify against Sam Bankman-Fried when Sam goes on trial in October.
Nishad Singh, the former director of engineering, is the third member of Bankman-Fried's inner circle to flip. And he could have key information about how his boss allegedly committed fraud.
And this is surely a troubling development for Sam Bankman-Fried and his lawyers.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Ryan Knutson. It's Monday, March 6th. Coming up on the show, Sam Bankman-Fried's inner circle turns on him.
It can be hard to see the challenges the people we work with are facing. Addressing these invisible struggles can make us and our companies healthier. Join Holly Robinson-Pete on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare.
The primary allegation against Sam Bankman-Fried is that he stole customer money. Prosecutors say he diverted billions of dollars from FTX's clients' deposits and used it to cover costs at his sister company, a crypto hedge fund called Alameda Research.
Allegedly, he diverted money that FTX customers had deposited at what they thought was their accounts at the exchange, and he used it for Alameda's spending, which included various venture capital investments, various trading strategies, and even things like luxury real estate and political donations.
And he allegedly did so with the help of three key people: Caroline Ellison, Gary Wang, and Nishad Singh.
They were the brain trust of FTX. They knew what was going on. They were very close to Sam. They were familiar with the business strategy, kind of the inner secrets of the firm, and they can paint a picture of all the stuff that happened that many other employees weren't even aware of. The members of the inner circle were pretty tight. Many of them were friends going back years before the creation of FTX and Alameda, and they also bonded over effective altruism. This is the philosophy that Sam Bankman-Fried for a while was the most famous proponent of. Effective altruism says that you should make lots of money in order to spend it on various charitable causes and maximize the good you can do for the world. They would have a lot of meetings about this. They had a foundation that they ran, and they really bonded over it. They also lived together in the Bahamas. There was a 5-bedroom luxury penthouse where they lived together along with various other FTX and Alameda employees and executives.
It sounds like these are more than just business associates. Like, these people were close.
They were friends. For instance, Sam Bankman-Fried and Gary Wang had known each other since math camp. Nishad Singh was close friends with Sam Bankman-Fried's younger brother, Gabriel Bankman-Fried. And Nishad, Gabe, and Sam all attended the same elite prep school in California, although Nishad was a few years younger than Sam Bankman-Fried. Caroline Ellison had worked at Jane Street, which is the trading firm where Sam Bankman-Fried also worked. And there was at least at one point a romantic relationship between Sam Bankman-Fried and Caroline Ellison.
The members of Bankman-Fried's inner circle all had different roles. Caroline Ellison ran Alameda Research.
Caroline Ellison was more in touch with the day-to-day trading and investing activities of Alameda, so she knew where the money went and what it was spent on.
Gary Wang wrote a lot of the company's code.
Gary Wang was sort of a technical genius who built a lot of the underlying technology at FTX. He was not super social. And I remember that the photo of him on the FTX website actually showed him facing away from the camera and looking at his computer.
And what about Nishad Singh? What was his role?
Nishad Singh was another one of the technical architects of FTX, along with Gary Wang. He wrote a lot of the code for various pieces of the system and managed engineers. And according to court filings that came out quite recently, just last week, Nishad actually wrote the code that allowed Alameda Research, Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto hedge fund, to borrow customer funds from FTX, the exchange. So he would have known the technical means by which the money was stolen, if that's what happened here. And so he could be a key witness in the government's case.
In December, Bankman-Fried was arrested and charged with defrauding investors. He maintains his innocence. Less than 2 weeks after his arrest, Ellison and Wang pleaded guilty to conspiracy and fraud-related charges. And then, last week, Nishad Singh became the last person in Bankman-Fried's inner circle to plead guilty. He pleaded guilty to 6 criminal counts. And by cooperating with prosecutors, he could give more detail on how client funds were allegedly diverted. Alex spent the last few weeks reporting on Singh's story. You've spoken with Nishad Singh before. What is he like?
I interviewed Nishad Singh last summer in the July of 2022. He came off as a very nice, well-spoken guy. Mm-hmm. Frankly, it's hard for me to reconcile that conversation with knowing that he was, at the time, privy to this alleged fraud.
Singh studied electrical engineering and computer science at Berkeley. After graduating, he took a job at Facebook, but only stayed a few months. He left after he heard that his friend's big brother, Sam Bankman-Fried, needed engineers for his new crypto startup. Over the next few years, Singh worked both at Bankman-Fried's hedge fund, Alameda Research, and his crypto exchange, FTX. How did Nishad Singh go from the friend of Bankman-Fried's younger brother to like a key member of his inner circle?
So I have seen a performance review that Sam Bankman-Fried wrote of Nishad Singh in the spring of 2018, roughly half a year after Nishad joined Alameda Research. And I've seen emails that Nishad wrote to Sam Bankman-Fried as part of that performance review. And the general sense that one gets from this is that Nishad was essentially fresh out of school by just a few months when he joined Alameda Research. He came to Alameda not knowing anything about trading, and some of the emails that he wrote to Sam show this awe that Nishad was in about Sam's ability to trade. And he said, "I really, really enjoy learning about trading from you." You get the sense that he's kind of enthralled to this smart, genius guy who's throwing around lots of money and making money in crypto to spend on effective altruist causes.
But over time, Singh made an impression on Bankman-Fried.
He worked really, really hard, kind of put his head down. He ended up in the situation where Gary Wang wrote a lot of the code, but it was very inscrutable to anybody except Gary Wang. Nishad helped clean up some of that code, and he was involved in various efforts to kind of professionalize things at Alameda. And since he was a bit more of a people person than Gary Wang, he also was useful in resolving conflicts on the team. So you can see how he kind of graduated into a managerial role and became a key player at FTX.
The only thing they wanted to do
In 2020, he went on an FTX podcast.
I sort of watched Sam like execute a sequence of trades. I knew nothing about trading at the time. It was really fun. It was really chaotic. And it was clear that it could possibly be onto something pretty big.
What was his reputation like inside the company?
People really loved Nishad inside the company. People often kind of approached Nishad to get to Sam Bankman-Fried because Nishad was kind of easier to talk to. And I know that after the collapse, when there was a lot of stuff in the news about how the inner circle knew about this alleged fraud, what I've heard is that people at FTX, there was a lot of shock that Nishad was apparently in on that.
How Singh and the other two key witnesses could help the case against Bankman-Fried? That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
By agreeing to cooperate with prosecutors, the three members of Bankman-Fried's inner circle could be saving themselves a lot of prison time.
And this is a common tactic in these sorts of complex prosecutions when the prosecutors are going after the boss. They get an underling to flip, use the carrot of a reduced jail sentence. They get testimony and help put the boss away because that is ultimately kind of the goal of what the prosecutors are trying to do here.
So now that these three members of Sam Bankman-Fried's inner circle have agreed to cooperate, what questions can they help prosecutors answer?
What happened to the billions of dollars of missing FTX customer funds? What was Sam Bankman-Fried's role in diverting those customer funds? And when did he do this? And what did he know? They can provide insight into Sam Bankman-Fried's mentality at the time. They can provide detailed knowledge on what he said, how involved he was, whether he directed them to move the money. And I'll add one other thing, which is that at FTX, many of their communications were done on the Signal messaging app, which is encrypted and has an auto-delete feature that was turned on. This has been documented in court filings. And so that could limit the ability of prosecutors to rely on communications from the past. And that would make it more important to get actual human testifying witnesses to recall what happened.
Last week, Singh's plea deal was announced, and he made an appearance in court.
He apologized, offered some details of the schemes that he was involved in, and essentially said that Sam Bankman-Fried directed him to do certain things.
Singh admitted to playing an important role in Bankman-Fried's efforts to gain influence in Washington by making illegal donations to political causes, allegedly at Bankman-Fried's request. Bankman-Fried also allegedly asked Singh to inflate FTX's revenue, according to a separate set of charges against Singh filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC says that in 2021, Bankman-Fried had a goal of hitting $1 billion in revenue. But when the company came up short, he allegedly told Singh to falsely inflate revenue by $50 million in order to hit the target. Lawyers for Bankman-Fried declined to comment.
So prosecutors say the picture coming together is that Sam was the mastermind. Sam told these people to carry out these alleged crimes. And I'm sure that eventually when Sam goes on trial, we'll be hearing more detail on that. The more pressure Sam comes under, the more he might attempt to plead guilty himself and avert a trial. That is always a possibility in these cases.
Does Sam Bankman-Fried have any friends left?
Sam Bankman-Fried has been under court-ordered house confinement at his parents' place in California. His family is still gunning for him. Some family friends helped post bail for him. He's under some legal constraints, which make it impossible for him to speak to former FTX employees. Otherwise, that could be seen as witness tampering. And this was a guy whose social life and work life were one and the same. His closest friends were people from work. So he's definitely very isolated.
That's all for today, Monday, March 6th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Additional reporting in this episode by James Finelli and Corinne Ramey. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.